We have been hearing countless stories of people with suspected COVID who can't get it confirmed because testing services are so overwhelmed. Some have told us they're frightened and don't have good advice on what to do and what to look out for. If that's you or someone you know, lean in. We spoke to Professor Robert Boy, a physician and infectious diseases expert at the University of Sydney, for some basic advice on how to manage COVID at home.
If you think you've got COVID, you've probably got a fever and a cough. You may well be breathless. And if you are an older person with a major medical problem of your heart and lungs or immunosuppression, then you're someone who might be a good candidate for treatment with Sotrovimab, a new monoclonal antibody treatment that's about 80% effective if it's given early on. So people who are older and have major medical problems have already the risk factors for which we want to use monoclonal antibodies as both treatment and early prevention. People who are older and have major medical problems are those that we want to treat COVID early because it can be not only partially preventive, but can also be very effective treatment, 80% in the trials.
Okay, so if you're at home right now and you think you've got COVID, you haven't been able to confirm it, you haven't been able to get through to your state health authority hotline, what should you be doing first up?
If you're at home right now, you think you've got COVID and you think you've got the risk factors for getting severe COVID, you can contact your GP and they can do what's called hospital in the home. They can assess whether you're breathless, whether you've got chest pain and other risk factors, and they can say, hey, you might need immediate transfer to the accident and emergency department where an infectious disease doctor can give you a monoclonal antibody treatment before you get even more severe.
Now, if you don't have a GP, is there any advice you can give people? Should they be drinking a lot of water, taking Panadol, Nurofen? What should people do to self-manage?
If you don't have a GP, you think you've got COVID, you should monitor yourself carefully. You can go on the internet and check for managing COVID at home without a GP. So if you put those words COVID GP management at home, it'll turn up to a sensible, easy approach to looking after yourself. What's important? Hydration, rest. Simple things like ibuprofen and paracetamol can be useful. If your symptoms progress, then you can follow the instructions on the internet. And if you're particularly worried about your state, you can present to the emergency department. But if you've got a trivial problem, don't bother because they won't want to see you.
Yeah, so that's a crucial point because we don't want people turning up unnecessarily, but we also don't want people staying at home when they need to be in hospital. So what are the sorts of things that should trigger a sort of hospital response?
The key things for people to look out for are increasing breathlessness, chest pain, confusion, high fever, and progressive lethargy and fatigue. If you've got several of those, then you may well need to see your GP. And if you can't contact your GP, you may need to go to the accident and emergency department and go there before you get severe so that you don't have to take an ambulance ride and wait for the hard-pressed ambulance service to pick you up.
What should people not do? Because a lot of GPs, for example, don't want you just showing up at their door with suspected COVID.
The majority of people can be managed at home. They can be reassured and they can be assessed by their GP over the phone. They know what to look for. They know how to look after you. They've got experience with managing COVID in the community and they're going to get only better at doing that.
What about if you've got, say, you know, elderly parents or loved ones or vulnerable parents or loved ones who have suspected COVID? What should you do to sort of monitor them? Should you be checking in on them in the middle of the night or anything like that?
People who have COVID and they're elderly and can't exactly look after themselves well can be helped a lot by their younger relatives, by their children, by their neighbours. And what they can do is check in on them twice a day by phone or a knock on the front door, but by phone is just enough. If you're really concerned, check in the middle of the night. So if people are going to be awake, if you have an agreement with them that they'd like to be checked on at 2 or 3 in the morning, you can do that by phone and make sure that there hasn't been any progression in their symptoms.
And just to make this 100% clear, when you talk about progression of symptoms, you're obviously talking about symptoms getting progressively worse, right?
The kind of things that you worry about with progression of symptoms are increasing confusion, ongoing high fever, worsening breathlessness and chest pain. The skill of GPs and emergency department doctors is only getting better. They're really good at recognising serious cases that need further attention. So trust your GP, work through your GP, and don't go to hospital unless you have symptoms that are very concerning.
Professor Robert Boyd, great to speak to you. Thank you.
Thanks, David. Good to be with you again.
That's Professor Robert Boyd, a physician and infectious diseases expert at the University of Sydney.